Hello? Okay, there we go. These people in this front of this fucking weird private bar in this alley suck. Every single one of them is a person you look at and go like, man, I gotta get out of this city. Not letting me go, I see. Very cool, very cool. There are too many cars out here. Oh, I guess I left at a decent hour. I guess I'd do it. Okay. Time is now. a lot to go through to make one turn. I'm just going to pull over here and take a fucking nap. I wonder who will be the ones to jump the gun and run an Overwatch review on Monday. And just say, nah, it's like the beta. People used to do that with I feel like I even saw someone try to do it with like a World of Warcraft expansion. Longest pizza in the world, 2 kilometers. How do you cook that? Fair enough. Yeah. I don't care about it, like a long pizza. Like, what's that, you know, how wide is it? Is it as wide as it is long? Pizzas are circles, man. Otherwise, you got like a, you know, well, whatever. Pizzas can be squared. All right. Okay. I guess pizza can be weird shapes. You go to Little Caesars, get that fucking food rectangle. But if it's just like, you know, this real skinny, super long thing, like, that's, you know, it's cool, I guess, but it's not really, that feels like cheating. Seems like there should be like a minimum width to length ratio to count. That dude is wearing all camo and a sleeping bag and riding a bike the wrong way up a one-way street. He's wearing a sleeping bag as a cape. I'm impressed. Right, fuck, man. Like a pizza stop sign, the TNA impact of pizzas. The, what is it? The deep dish at the Little Caesars is a rectangle. That thing's not bad. Yeah, the whole thing of not getting any crust on the inside squares is, you know, it's trouble. But with a, you know, with like a thicker crust pizza, like a pan crust or something like that, then, you know, at least the crust under it is substantial. I think it probably works out. I don't truck with people that don't eat pizza crust. I mean, that's not okay. If you're like leaving behind a pizza box full of just like leftover edge, you know, the leftover crust, like that's, I don't get down like that. Harder to pick up a center square of pizza. Yeah, you're right. That's I use a fork and knife to eat most pizza. It's just cleaner that way. And I have been known to, on occasion, when eating a pizza at home, eat it in front of the computer, where I might be typing. Or holding other things in my hands on occasion. So, I don't want to get greasy pizza hands in that situation. Clean computer hands. Lane next to me is ending, so these guys gotta get in. This pizza talk, probably not a good idea. Panera Bread billboard here that just says, it's just the logo, and the next to it are two addresses, which I imagine are locations of Panera Breads. I was like, that's a weird slogan. Oh, right, yeah. 301 King at 4th.
I know.
Structure for kids, mm-hmm. right? If you don't have, and I got two kids, right? And my baby is one, right? And so it's very, very difficult to not have, and I'm not disagreeing with anyone. I'm not picking a side. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know, we all are free to express ourselves, and I think it's important to be clear about both all sides mm-hmm. of it, right? Because you got to think about the adults, and you also got to think about the kids.
And
the kids!
I think it's fair is that I think that sometimes we get very, very caught up in ourselves as adults and our freedom of expression. Mm. And we forget totally that there are young ones out here
that
need structure. Yeah. We became who we became because we had structure.
Yeah.
We all had the opportunity to know there is a boy's bathroom
yeah.
and there's a girl's bathroom.
Yeah.
And you do not, as a boy, go into the girl's bathroom.
But I think that the point of those on the opposite end is what about the children that are feeling these different feelings of sexual fluidity or identity?
Structure's real.
No, but I promise you, I remember when I was a little girl I remember a specific time when my cousin said, I want to date girls. She was a little girl. And in my mind, it was like, that seems like it's a cool thing to be able to do. But at the same time, I was like, I heard in my lifetime that gay is bad. And so in that moment, I promised myself I would never be open to that idea.
But here's the deal.
But wait, but my point is, mm-hmm. to the people out there that are wanting to be open about those, they're talking to the voices of people that, younger people, that are having those structures that are bad.
And listen, when I say structure, don't be scared. I'm not talking to you personally. But I'm saying, let's not be scared of the word structure. Okay? Because structure doesn't mean no. Structure means rules, okay? No matter where you go and what you do, you go in the grocery store, there's rules in the grocery store.
There's rules. You can't steal nothing.
You can't steal nothing. Even though you might feel like you may want to just go and take anything that you want, there's structure,
yeah.
okay? And that's cool. We get caught up in our feelings, and we take our feelings to another level.
Yeah.
You got to have some structure. And I'm not disagreeing or agreeing with anything in particular to how a person feels sexually. All I'm saying is, I just know I'm looking at my one-year-old.
All you're saying is that you're a fucking moron.
But that's clear.
Because the idea isn't that as a little kid, I didn't like guys. It was that I thought it was bad to like girls, too. And people want to say you can. They want to give another option. Because the only option we've ever seen is ABC, 1, 2, 3. This is the way. And so when you didn't grow up with your mommy and your daddy, but you grew up with your grandma, or you grew up with your two mommies, or grew up with your cousin, or you grew up with your uncle, then you feel bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I respect that.
When you don't see, that's why I think it's coming to the forefront, because people have been in the closet with their lifestyles. They say, I want to see my lifestyle portrayed. I want to see my lifestyle. I want people to say that my lifestyle exists. How many times did we watch television and know that a black kid was half white, but the parents were both black?
Hmm.
That child, that biracial child, want to know they exist. They want to know that it's okay that my mom is white and my dad is black, or my dad is white and my mom is black. That for years was never the big thing. Tia Tamara, they were one of the first shows to have ever show that they were biracial.
Hmm.
But for years, the show made it seem like they just never
black.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
They adopted. So that's really what I feel like it comes down to. So people want to know that their existence is more.
can only imagine the studio sessions y'all took.
With y'all, right? Y'all, oh my gosh,
turned into a damn panel session.
You know what? The beautiful thing is
that
it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
and we get so fired up and enjoyed.
We definitely get very serious about how we feel. You know, and that's what makes great music.
That's right, Kiki Palmer, my man Sean Garrett. They're in the building, more coming with them, man. Cannon, let's get it one time.
Project dropped last Friday. It's been out a week and everybody's been talking about it. Kanye West can't stop tweeting about it. He's done a bunch of TV appearances already. And I'm talking about none other than Chance the Rapper. That coloring book is out there right now. Definitely doing the damn thing. Chance got the Grammys about to consider to give Grammys the free music. So that's how deep it gets. But this joint right here is off the project. It's called Mixtape. It's my passport stamp of the week. I dropped it on Sunday. I just wanted to bring it back around. Let y'all hear it one more time. Let me know how you feel about it, man. It's Chance the Rapper. It's my passport stamp of the week. The joint is called Mixtape.
Chance the motherfucking rapper. With a capitalized times.
Chance, the mother only niggas still care about mixtape. The mother only niggas still care about mixtape.
When they got so many bosses, you gotta see what your boss say. I get it straight out the faucet. I ain't felt like this since third drop, third contract. Told my mama third grade, I be in the third barbershop. And yeah, my mama got real worried when she heard college drop. But now I call it shot.
Ballin' on you like a Chris Paul.
I don't know. I don't know, Chance the Rapper. I don't know.
Cause he said this bitch gave him a fresh start. I ain't know what that mean. I bumped heads with my dean. Dropped out and hit the scene. Now I'm starting like Blink. Time and time again. They told me no. They told me I wouldn't go. Cause when I school all I care about was hoes. Well, baby, that shit was my interest. Now I spend more than they making my dentist. After one night, the fuck thought I was finished. I put my name to the gun like a seamstress. Oh, bitch, I fight like a gator. Fuck the reviews that they put in the papers. Get what I wanted, didn't care about the haters. Deliver my tape to the world as a cater. Oh, they fuck with me cause I'm different. Two cents, no fears. Bitches both from the six.
This old bar is holding unfolds. I suppose this old bar, but the beat goes on. alternative sounds.
Go for it.
No, okay.
We might even let you sing before the night's over.
I tried to sing along, but okay, here we go.
Let's go. Rebel. Folks, I want you to understand these bulls are just calves. These are 3-year-olds. Every one of them is trying to prove himself. Judges, what did you think of that one? Justin Sanders, nice try. Somebody give that Cal Poly San Luis Obispo grad a little hand, would you?
He goes to a Cal Poly?
Yep, 75 3/4 on the Bulls. 75 3/4. He graduated from here.
He did? You know what that means?
What?
He's smarter than both of us.
Are you saying individually or combined?
I'm just saying I'm a fairly intelligent fella.
Uh-huh.
I was about 7 grade points away from getting accepted to Cal Poly.
Really?
I think you're going to have like a 7.2 out of 4.
Uh-huh.
These kids are wicked smart, and you know what? You're going to miss out because there's a lot of really good kids that don't get 4.0s. How many of you didn't get a 4.0 and you're still super smart?
Wait a minute. Did you just ask how many of us got a 4.0? Can I add several semesters together?
These guys are great.
Hey, where did you go to school? Where did you go to college?
Linfield College, McMinnville, Oregon, Go Wildcats.
They still have a college there?
Yeah. The single most successful college football program in the country.
They don't have one.
Yes, they do. They won national championships all over the place.
In what
over
division?
60 like, years, they've been over 500 every year.
Like flag football? Or
no.
Do they have uniforms and everything? Do they have a bomb that brings snacks?
Sister Washington State University Cougar.
Hey, listen, my Washington State Cougars have got one thing going for them. They are undefeated fans.
Yeah.
Are you people just getting here?
Yeah.
You're late.
All right, Lake Jessica View of this bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Capini's got a huge problem. Y'all understand that bull is owned by a fifth generation bull raiser who is 4 years
bull
old.
Bull raiser.
And the judges thought that black and white bull did pretty good. Doesn't matter if they ride him or not, they mark every one of them.
I like our little roper guy. He's actually roping him behind the back. Like,
I see that, yeah.
He's He's going all Urban Johnson on this thing.
It's kind of hard to rope the bull when your horse thinks it's a stupid idea and is running away.
Yeah.
77 and three quarters. 77 and three quarters.
I never thought of it like that.
Okay.
Uh-oh. We got a gang coming.
I see that, yep.
What's going on? I'm going to roll with you guys. How do we walk? On the shoulder? Cool. You better step off.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's good.
If I could have like theme music everywhere I could go, that would be the song I would
have. That would
have,
be your theme song right there.
I'd be like going into Starbucks and just start that song over. This is my walk into Starbucks right here.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, I'd like a combat single shot extra sweet caramel macchiato, please.
Yeah.
You didn't know I know that, did you? A lot of people don't know that about me.
What?
I'm a coffee junkie.
Oh, gee, that explains a lot.
Well, I'm just saying, it's the only thing I found that helps calm down the ADD.
Yeah, JJ had my life.
Well, I don't know if it's natural, but it reminds me of a great joke.
Okay.
Oh,
how many ADHD children does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
What are you guys doing over here? It's good to see you guys. Ready? You're going to scream. One, two, three, scream. Careful, that's a baby.
Thanks to Recology Organics, to Premier Ag, where the cowboy shop for
awesome
pack to Western Tough.
Awesome rodeo jokes at the rodeo.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the market.
Things like fast, no-obligation vehicle appraisals.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Geico, get savings into your life.
DJ Premier. Friday nights from 10 to midnight. It's on, it's on, it's on. And Premier's down with it, baby.
Hello, hello.
What the fuck?
Well, welcome to the Live from Headquarters show every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time on Sirius XM South Bay Radio, Hip Hop Nation Channel 44. And shit is cutting off, which I don't know why, but we're live and that's what happens. You gotta still make your shit do. We're gonna have to start that over. Yeah, I go by the name of DJ Premier. I was changing headphones because one of the ears cut off. So when I switched it and plugged the other one in, this whole shit just shut down for some reason. So So we gotta do that again because that's not how we do.
Yeah, start the whole thing over.
It's loading up. The Serato's loading up. I don't even know how that should happen. But again, live radio is live radio. You know what I'm saying?
Gonna get it popping.
Creepy Clown, the place to be.
Yeah, yeah. The mix of lights back on, so we straight.
Yeah. You know what? Oh, yeah, I did lift it up, didn't I?
You straight. Yeah, you was okay. trying to do one of them scratch tricks.
Okay, I think we back. So, you know what? Let's do this right. Let's do this right. Let's give the NYGs the do that they deserve. Do this freestyle joint one more time. And by that time, fans would have walked in anyway. So let's get this G-Electronica shit going. A little something like that. Let's go.
Really? Really? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, you know the place.
Right. That's right.
I fuck bad bitches and talk shit. My problem comes. I hear I'm the spitting image of what my father was. Notice I sat here because I only seen them once and can't remember what.
Jesus.
They trying to turn me back to the old me. If for real, you don't want to do that. They trying to turn me back to the old me. Unleash the beast and you'll be like, who that? I banged my first hammer back in middle school. Sounds pitiful and minuscule, but it was pivotal. I earned them ways, dark days came. Learned to cook up cocaine and hand out fades. Fuck a pussy trying to push the line. I got niggas doing forever, that ain't nothing but time. I resigned, started a family, bouncing humanity. I find my way about to insanity. Life has handed me nothing. But I turned nothing to something when I was used to bringing death to everything I was touching. I was a gunslinger, guillotine, kill you that Billie Jean. Light up every step you take. Stripping bitches, shaking motel and rattlesnake left of the bone. Now these little pawns advancing, attacking the throne. Bunch of amateurs and weirdos attacking the clones. I behead motherfuckers, cut right through the bone. Back from the dead, motherfuckers resurrected the wrong. Nigga to fuck with, motherfucker. They trying to jerk me back to the old me. They won't stop pushing my buttons. They trying to jerk me back to the old me. Trust me, I didn't change for nothing. They trying to jerk me back to the old me. And for real, you don't want to do that. They trying to jerk me back to the old me. Unleash the beast and you'll be like, who that? They trying to jerk me back to the old me. They won't stop pushing my buttons. They trying to jerk me back to the old me. Trust me, I didn't change for nothing. They trying to jerk me back to the old me. If for real, you don't want to do that. They trying to jerk me back to the old me. Unleash the beast and you'll be like, who that?
Instagram. Follow us at ShadyPoint5. Tag us with your screenshots when your song plays.
The hype is real.
Yeah, son.
Check.
Gotta get
songs,
bro.
Rap.
Tab,
what up?
Alright.
Sid, what up?
Bro,
yeah.
Fool.
Struggle,
man. Let's go.
I'm sniffing rappers for talk like the carry axe is the bastard. On tabs of acid, I'm rapping, trashing a classic. I'm writing passages, glasses of whiskey, twisting glasses. I'm savage, far from the average. I'll suck with masters of madness. I'll spike a punch bowl in the party and leave. Have you crying over your dogs like Marley and me? Walk to the ring with a skull in my palm like Papa Shango. Ready to go with the hands like Amy and Congo. I'm crazy, this to me is like believing in God. But you just a bitch that won't listen like even a god. And I'm eating you starving. Vanilla ice, I'm over the banister. I'll catch him while he's sitting like I'm Terry and Lannister. If I ain't seeing money while my eyes green, y'all Vazine. We catch him slipping, I'll get stuck like deers in a high beam. They ask why they ain't heard about me on no blogs yet. Well, on Monday, I'm waking up and sending bomb threats to complex.
Oh, yeah, you know what time it is. It's the extended drum mix, y'all. Time to get sauce for.
Yo, pour me some sauce real quick, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, what's up? What you sipping on, y'all?
Yo, I'm sipping on the Hennessy, man. Got it on the rock.
Word up, man. It's DJ
Lord Seer, right here every Friday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. We about to set it off right now. It's about to go down.
Go down.
Call up 888-742-3345. J45. Let's go. Hey, hey, hey. Let's go. Jay, what do you want? What's going on, man? We back. We in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We here, man.
My brother.
What's up, man? D? He's in the building.
My brother, what's up, B?
He's in the building, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, Sid.
You know, happy to have you here, man.
I appreciate the call, man. You know, I love doing the show with your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we go back. I tell everybody, you know, Sid's a brother.
Yeah, man. I know he's ready, man. You got the big ass double bag with your cone. Cone for season. Cone season.
Son, nah, I just came from another gig, so relax. Oh, that's why I got the big book bag. You know, I had to take my shit with me. You know what I'm saying?
As you got the Tito's, you know?
Yeah, I got the Tito's. You know what we do? Yo, so I want to bet you, who you going for in the playoffs, first of all?
I'm going to Golden State.
You going for Golden State?
Yeah, man.
I'm going for Cleveland. So what we betting? I want to do a friendly bet with you, my brother.
$50.
No, let's talk alcohol. I want to talk alcohol.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, what y'all should do, whatever the point spread is at the end, that's how many shots y'all should do. So let's say, like, if the game's 107-90, y'all should do 107 shots. Losers gotta do 107 shots.
Oh, good. I ain't gonna
do that.
Just throwing up. Stupid.
Yo, son, that's crazy.
I'm just saying.
I like the idea, but that's too much, eh? Come on, son. I'll do
shots of water.
Next day, motherfucker.
Shots of water, man.
Shots of water?
I'll trick your ass. Yeah. Man.
Yo, what about if we bet Nutcrackers then? How many Nutcrackers?
That is a good summertime bet.
Nah. I don't know, man.
What about Nutcrackers? Loser buys the other one 5 Nutcrackers.
That's light.
So loser's got to buy the winner a bottle of Louis XIII.
Dom P. Love sick of the city. Dig it, Dom P.
You know what I mean? that's the bet?
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit, that's your boo?
How you know you can't?
Oh, I know what that was.
That ain't me.
Okay.
Is that them horny fuckers on the other side?
Yeah.
Are you fucking really serious?
Yeah.
Y'all just got off the fucking air, and y'all gonna play more of that bullshit?
Yeah.
But they horny there with no shirt on. Yeah. See, light-skinned DJs.
Well, they were probably sharing the same, the network. I don't know.
Whatever.
It's all good. No, no, no. Y'all got a little bit of a... I thought Cease was gonna go in. I was like, go in, Cease! Do it! Make it happen!
Nah, man. Hello, who's this? Hello? Yo, you live on the air with your Sibido.
Sibido on that Brugal, nigga. What's good?
What's good? Sibido on that Brugal over there, huh?
My shit so high, baby. You're playing my shit, son. Yo, go in the night, nigga. Don't be playing the half of that shit, nigga. Don't be playing
I got laws in Atlanta.
Nah,
I got pigs in a pen.
Don't be playing that shit, nigga. Go in the night, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's
don't
what we do.
Right
nah, when I get with Sid, it's all hard body shit, real hip hop shit.
You fired, nigga.
What?
Jake, what you vibe? You live on the air when you sip it up.
Hello?
Yeah, you live on the air, dummy.
What's that?
You live on the air, man.
I'm here today.
I live on the air with all, man.
Yo, turn your radio down, my dude.
You fuck it up.
Yeah, get him
hello?
Out of here, get him out of here, Sid. Get him out of
hello?
Here. Get him out of here, Sid. Get him out of here.
Yo, you live on air. Hello?
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 Hello, what's up, man? It's Chico B.
What's going on?
What's up, man? Y'all live on air?
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo, you gonna play some fucking music or what, man? With some butter, man. Put some butter on, man. Y'all lame ass niggas, man.
Fuck you, man. Stop eating chicken, nigga. Stop putting some butter on there.
Put some butter on, motherfucker.
Shut up, nigga. Hold it. Put some butter on there. They put no butter on there. Hello? Niggas, man.
Yeah,
man. Fuck that. I think he said put some butter on there.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, man.
Let's do it. NHA 45, season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Call right now. Could you zip it all?
Yes.
Drunk Links. Let's go. Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Here we go. That real boom bap shit. For the bridge, we do that. My street niggas on the check-in. Laura Sears, DJ Caesar. The extended drunk mix, y'all. Real hip-hop.
This is for my street niggas. Now first time offenders, my repeat niggas. We live anywhere they send us and we keep blickers. Catch cases and get acquitted, we discreet niggas. And we deep niggas, this is for my street niggas. Now first time offenders, my repeat niggas.
Oh, man.
We live anywhere they send us.
Stuck in this traffic. Stuck in this fucking traffic.
The Bad Boy reunion is happening tonight, you know what I'm saying, at the Barclay, you know.
It's tonight?
I think it's tonight.
Oh, that's dope.
Is it tonight or tomorrow? Yeah, I think it's tonight.
I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tonight.
You ain't got,
yeah.
Tomorrow?
At the Barclay.
Tonight, tomorrow.
You ain't got no tickets for that?
Nah, I'm here.
Tomorrow show?
Nah.
Puff ain't gonna love you no more.
Yeah.
Yo, come with me, man. I get y'all in.
What? Woo,
Creepy Clowns ain't get you in.
Same thing, damn. No,
King, King of Chiller get you in. I don't know about Creepy Clowns.
Yeah, you roll up Creepy Clowns, nigga, you ain't get out. Yeah.
That old janitor ID you got for the Barclays don't work no more, man.
the janitor.
Trying to sneak us in the side
door. You know
what,
janitors do get into everything if you think about it. Shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they, don't want, they know all the secrets.
Remember that movie, The Spook That Sat By The Door?
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Great movie.
Right, you dress up like a janitor, walk right in there sweeping and dusting and hear everything.
There you go.
And, don't talk to us about that baby shower.
It's going down, man.
You ain't never give me the address or none of that.
Oh, no, I'm putting it together this week. So now I have the invitation. That was the senior date.
So, next week you gonna put it all together?
Yeah.
Because your baby father be home next week, right?
I ain't answering you no more, man. Cutting my mic off.
Hey, like I said, I told him on demand he got to answer. So if a record's playing, all of a sudden I say, yo, Torch, you got to go, yo, what's up?
He on point.
You on point, Torch?
On point.
No, it's all the time, Brain. Come on, man. I know you know some trouble.
My man kill you, that's how you lose. I bus ride, I don't like the slide, felt that I slip. Then the guns only helping the clip, and the clips only helping my hand. And like, who the fuck is helping your man? When I cock back and hop out the band. Play the shit in the car. Get a party, start a fight at the bar. Snatch your heart, sell your shit with some hope and get the fuck out of Dodge.
Get the bitches that my nigga pull the trigger.
I don't think this remix, this posse cut, is very good. I never did. I don't really have a high opinion of most of the Rough Riders. You know, drag on. Just heard the song like yesterday or something.
Now he need a lawyer and he calling who? What's a boy to do? A southern nigga with the
new shit.
Look into some new Mayhem Loren.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the low lives out there. Y'all know who you are. And this shit right here is called Aggressive Metal. Some hard shit right here.
That nigga's dope.
You know, I picked the rap, and he's flowing on the beat.
That nigga's different, man. That kid is dope.
Bird, so let's get into it. Y'all know what it is.
I haven't seen their show yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. The Action Bronson show? Yeah, I've seen it. You know, the TV does so much editing to cram things in. You can tell how television does. But, I mean, it has its points.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. So,
I want to see
shows it. Another side of Mayhem Loren having a good time. You know, showing that you ain't got to always be, you know, screw face or just hard looking, you know, laughing, having fun, being
like
silly.
He like that, though. He smiles in his videos. He had fun. He be silly.
No question. But this is some real raw shit right here.
You can do that type of shit when you're confident.
No doubt. I smile all the time now, man. Yeah. You know, I stop all that hard face shit. You know what I'm saying? I love smiling. So, let's get into Aggressive Metal.
I love smiling.
Hip Hop Nation is the station.
Green, did you deliver the record yet? This is Ian Schwartzman, the Jewish Bulldog. You're with DJ Premier live from headquarters on Hip Hop Nation Sirius XM. XM Punk.
Yo, that nigga son, he lit him up, son. He lit the nigga up like a Christmas tree, son. Like it was the 4th of July, son. I mean, that nigga was trying to fucking cook the nigga, son. I mean, like, that shit's fucked up, son. That nigga hit the nigga up like he was just like shish kebab. Like he was just meat, nigga. Like he was nothing, yo. That shit's fucked up, man.
DJ Premier!
AKA Lavender Feature. It's all queens every day. 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 Right? Yo. Swerving like we dodging potholes. My niggas got those. Gifted with the jewels on.
Oh, this traffic is fucking ass. Holy shit. Oh, man. Yo.
Swerving like we dodging potholes, my niggas got those. Gifted with swerving like we dodging potholes, my y'all. Swerving like we dodging y'all. Swerving y'all. Swerving like we dodging potholes, my niggas got those. Gifted with the jewels on, that's how you got hoes. I don't even hit them with G, I speak 1,000. Champagne sprinkles and cups while niggas browsing. 84 Gucci's on, wrist on chill. Eat steak, move flake while we get this meal. Street corner music for my niggas that don't. Let the clock shake the block like a box in the trunk. Suede patch up a precise, cleanly. I've been fresh and dirt, it's good, friendly. Pop bottles, pop tags, pop collars. Niggas get popped, but like they shot scholars. Falsely, I've been implicated in a scandal. That shit is untrue, like we seen rockin' a sandal. I'm a Nike head, if not, I'm bougie kick. Welcome to Queens, where niggas show you, y'all. Swerving like we dodging potholes, my niggas got those.
Luxurious, mistress, confess. I mean, she got the curse in the nest. First press, I dress for what's next. Flaws, ASAP, flies, and crest.
Before everyone starts going crazy online.
Super fun.
Oh no.
Turn me up, bring the knob, right? I get dressed like it's all night.
Gross.
I feed them lemons in the limelight. They say I'm full of my appetite.
Hell no.
Keep on pushing like a dealer.
Hell no.
Keep on shooting Reggie Miller.
Hell no.
Go and give them all the finger. You gotta set the score right. Call it Hans Zimmer. My time wherever I go. I took a chance like I'm from Chicago. 100 plus in adversity.
What?
part of this song is pretty fucking good.
If this TV show was once your favorite, you're probably now in the mail for the AARP. It's awesome.
I'm not gonna lie, I was in love with Daisy Duke.
Yeah. Woo. How many guys over the age of 40, your first love was Daisy Duke? Yeah.
Some of them don't want to admit it.
No.
They're like, I'm not over 40.
They're from the Charlie's Angels era. What can I tell you?
I had a birthday just a few days ago.
I know that.
I literally turned 41 years old.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe it? I know you thought I was in my 20s. Right?
Right.
Hey, haircut. I'm saying I'm in my 20s. Help me out. Show me some love. I called you Lego Man for crying out loud. He can't hear me very well.
He can hear you.
I love his hair. I'm not going to lie. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't have cool hair. Like, I just, since I was a kid, my hair is stupid looking.
All right, the Bulls' name is Major Hadley. Jerry Brown, Hopkins Ranch is the owner. John Beller is the rider.
We are complete assholes and idiots.
Can we really just go from Waylon and Willie to Lady Gaga? Don't we just hit? Wow. Let's go.
Oh, that's way better. Ride that bull like a fucking taxi.
Look at him work that three arms.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you saw what happened at the tail end of that ride. He got bucked off. If that bull would have gone right, he'd have gone right into that van, and both of our bullfighters were there. Alex and Aaron, that's pretty good work. Y'all give my lifesavers a hand, huh? That's good work. All right, judges going to work. Got to be better than 86 to be the highest marked ride in this classic section of bull riding tonight. Got to be better than 83.5 to be the highest marked bull score in this section. We're putting the numbers together.
Oh, I thought you already announced it, so you haven't given the score.
No, I haven't given the score. I just given what it got to be.
Oh, I said, hey, what's the lead?
Yeah.
Did he do it?
By a lot to the highest mark bull score.
Yes.
85.25 for the bull tonight. And oh, by the way, just the second highest mark ride score, 85.5. Right. Somebody give him a hand. That's good stuff.
Is that girl beside you, like, on a... Is she adding up scores?
Yep.
She got like an
advocate. She
gets
the scores from four judges on the bulls, two judges on the rides, and is doing it all real quick. I didn't
let me off this fucking freeway. Oh,
especially
my God.
Because half the time all she's trying to add, I'm hanging over her shoulder. At some point, she's going to take that radio in her hand and whack me with it.
Hashtag creeper.
Yep. All right, six okay. Good bucking bulls. Dustin Mulberry, this is Two Belly. Justin, come on! Whoa! I have one question about that get-off. Does he get frequent flyer miles for that? Folks, you gotta give that bull a hand. Look at that big, scout, solid, good-looking big yellow bull. I mean to tell you, that dude right there, he'll get your attention if you're a bull rider. Judges liked it. Listen to this. The bull score on that ride. 188 points. Ah, there comes Ernie Rubio, the rider. Late Austin LaFue, the four-year-old kid, is the owner. Bulls name is Gunshy. Ladies and gentlemen, the LaFue family has been there and done that in the bull riding business for longer than any of us can count.
I know I change fucking stations a lot, but and skip a lot of music, but the way this fucking thing is structured, the way this thing uses music, should be illegal.
Calco's Machinery, Recology Organics, Premier Ag, and Western Tub, clothing, apparel, and events. Nothing like a little biker Friday night.
What?
Are you ready to talk Angus? Join me, Doug Medlock, every Saturday morning for Angus Talk as I speak with industry leaders about the latest news in the Angus business. Broadcasting every Saturday.
The latest news in the anus business. Missouri.
Angus Talk keeps you up to date with what's going on in cattle country. Join us each Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, right here on Rural Radio, exclusively on Sirius XM.
Hello, I'm Janet Atkinson. On this week's FFA Today, we're featuring the latest from the summer 2016 edition of FFA New Horizons magazine, available now.
Oh.
We'll talk to former Michigan State FFA president Alexandria Schutt, check in with the Ohio State FFA, and speak with Andrea Cow, an FFA member who turned her homegrown invention into a multi-billion dollar business all by the age of 15.
So she's selling bombs! That's great!
Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Rural Radio.
Rural Radio, Channel 147, exclusively on Sirius XM.
Right. Will sent Tony on Gator Juice from Premier Ag and Scott Silvera. 86 points. All right. Folks, we're going to take a little break from riding bulls. I've got a special treat for all of you in our arena. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure tonight to recognize Harris Stage Lines and SRY coaches, Paso Robles, California, for the four up the Black Cross Red Horses, and that beautiful Concord Stagecoach, Tommy and Debbie Harris, Stephen R. Yerger. Listen to the story of the Concord Stagecoach.
His name was Lewis Downey. He was only 21. When he journeyed to New Hampshire from his home in Lexington, he'd come to court his true love, and in the month of May, he married Lucy Wheelock and settled down to stay. Now Lewis was a wheelwright like his father was before. He started building wooden sleighs and wagons by the score. He joined with Stevens Abbott and working side by side, they built the famous coaches and became New Hampshire's pride.
What the fuck is happening?
You can hear the people say, from Boston to St. Louis to California, the name of Abbott Downey was known from shore to shore, and the glory of the Concord stage will live forevermore. Each coach was made to order, no two of them the same, of shining leather, lacquered wood, and sturdy iron frame. In red and gold with fancy scrolls and murals on each side, and with their special Concord strings they gave a smoother ride. All the mountains and the
prairies,
through the sun and wind and rain, through Indians and outlaws and all kinds of terrain, the rugged Concord coaches back in that bygone year helped open up the wilderness and tame the wild frontier.
Wild frontier.
The tales of deeds and daring are many and they're long, and some have been immortalized in poetry and song. And names like Charlie Sanborn, Sid Luss, and Buffalo Bill are written in the history of the everlasting hill. Now many years
years have come and gone since the coaches ceased to roll. But still the legends linger, and the stories still are told. And the iron hooves and wooden wheels still thunder in the sky. If you take the time to listen, you can hear them passing by. There's a Concord coach a-coming, you can hear the people say. From Boston to St. Louis, to California.
Welcome to hell, motherfuckers. Have a good weekend. Ugh.